Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And last night, your team got kind of off to a shaky start. I know that first period made me nervous. Did it make you nervous?
Not really nervous. I mean, give Mankato credit. I think they came in with a game plan and they had a good start. But on the other side of it, there was just some things we didn't do very well. Just some decisions we made that kind of allowed the goals to happen. But you know, we realize there's a lot of hockey left, and there's no sense getting panicky on the bench when it's 2 minutes into the game. So, we just addressed some things after the first period, and I thought our girls came out and really responded in the second.
Your team did answer in the second, four goals, all different kind of styles of goals. It's nice to see that your team is not just getting those pretty goals, but the crash the net, the greasy goals, as you've been calling them all season. And, of course, it only matters if it goes in, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's they all count the same, and that's, we can't, I think sometimes, hockey teams and players can start getting a little too fancy and trying to make that one extra pass. And really, you just got to, we just keep, stressing to the team, just get it to the net and go to the net. And I thought, for sure, Hannah Moore's goal was like that. It was a great individual play by Evena Bilic to step in, and she beat a couple people, but she got it to the net and Hannah was there, bounced off her shoulder, and goes in. And some of the other goals obviously were maybe a little bit more, the tic-tac-toe variety. But the bottom line is, it was good puck movement, and we had people going to the net, which resulted in the goals.
You had a number of players last night with multi-point games. I know this team so far has 11 different skaters with multi-point games. In all my years of covering Bemidji State women's hockey, we haven't seen a year like that. What do you credit that spread out offense to? Is it just chemistry or is it just hard work?
I think a little both. Certainly the credit goes to the players. I think they're the ones out there playing, and I thought even last night, 7-2 game, we were not getting point hungry. We didn't have players looking for offense. We kept working for it, and nobody started getting selfish. And I think that's a real positive trait for any team. And we're moving the puck. We're sharing the puck. And I think we've got, three for sure very good lines that can all score. And I thought even our so-called fourth line last night generated some chances. And that's what you like to see. And obviously our defense, like you pointed out, we're getting point production from our defense. And we talked about AJ before last night's game. And sure enough, she goes out there and scores again.
And for her, I believe it was only her first multi-point game of her career. Nice to see her freshman contributing. I think she was one of the few that did get points last night. But nonetheless, they all look pretty good out there. I know you mentioned Summer Thibodeau yesterday in our pregame show. And again, she looked pretty good out there.
Yeah, no question. They've all fit in real well in the locker room. And I think they're all doing a real nice job on the ice. And that's you can't ask for anything more than that. I mean, they come, they work hard. They're great teammates, and that's they're certainly been a big part of the team's success to this point. No question.
I know, and even talking to the upperclassmen, it's nice to see their respect to the freshmen. Obviously, you get character kids that come in here, and they're ready and willing to battle and to work for their position on the ice. Even the upperclassmen are noticing it, and it's nice to see that mutual respect.
Oh, no question. And that's really a credit to Shane and Amber. They recruited these young ladies and Coach Sertich. You're exactly right. They're quality people. And I think our upperclassmen recognize that right off the bat. And they said to us on numerous occasions how easy it was to accept this group and how if you want to call it a transition, but it was really easy to bring them into the fold, so to speak. And there's and that's a credit to not only the freshmen but also to our upperclassmen, because obviously you've got a situation where it's competitive, you've got people competing for spots, but there has been no squabbles in the locker room. Like I said before, they're all playing for each other, and that's, as a coach, you really can't ask for anything more than that.
Last night's special teams were pretty good for your team. Penalty kill goes 3-for-3. Your power play goes 1-for-2. I know, and I asked Riley Fawcett about how much your team practices the special teams, and she said a lot. When you mean a lot, how often is it practiced every day? Is it something that is worked on for 20 minutes, half hour, an hour?
Well, it's certainly a focus each week, and some weeks are a little bit more, some weeks a little bit less. Kind of all depends. But again, I give all the credit to my assistant coaches. Shane works with the power play, and Amber works with the penalty kill. They both spend a lot of time working on it. They watch a lot of film. They look for tendencies. They have a lot of individual meetings, group meetings, and it's their attention to detail that gets passed on to the players. And the players are responding and listening to their coaching, and so. You know, it's nice to see, obviously, their input from the coaching side, the players buying into what they're teaching them, and then going out and executing on the ice.
On the defensive side of the game, your goaltending's been pretty good. Last night, Brittany Mowat gave up probably the most goals since a weekend against Wisconsin. Obviously, some of those goals weren't exactly her fault. I know Caitlin Tugas, when I talked to her last night, she'll be my pregame guest today. She even said that there were some breakdowns. How do you fix those breakdowns?
Well, we had a session this morning, just went over film and kind of walked through each goal. There's no question that, I'm sure Britt would tell you that she felt she could have had a couple of those. But on the other hand, there was certainly a lot of breakdowns before the puck even got to her. And, I think, it was kind of interesting as after the game we came in and the mood just wasn't that exuberant, I think any win in the WCHA is a big win, regardless of who you're playing. But there's no question that there was a little sour taste in everybody's mouth. And I think that stemmed from giving up those two goals, particularly that last one with 7.6 seconds, just because it just kind of leaves you, feeling a little crummy. So. And our players have a lot of pride in that, and we talk about that goals against us being a team statistics, not just the goalie. The team knows how well Britt has played and what she's done for us, and so they certainly want to work that much harder for her and keep those pucks out of the net. So everybody was a little disappointed in those last 3 minutes, and we're just going to go out today, and we talked about today's a great opportunity again to get more points in this league. So we need to come out tonight and play even a better game than we did yesterday.
Coach, good luck today, and we'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much, Kelly.